Yeah. So I had a gerbil named Garbanzo, one of my first pets. And he was in like the fucking gross ass terrarium in my room, whatever. I came home one day. My mom said that he jumped out and broke his neck.
Really?
Jumped out.
He was a suicidal gerbil.
Suicidal gerbil. I guess it's a thing. Seizures.
Apparently tarantulas, really quick, are suicidal.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Move on.
How are they knowing?
Because they literally just jump off things and kill themselves. Especially as pets.
And they're meaning to? I mean, I know we no, can't get totally into the mind. To. Okay.
Apparently they're pretty suicidal. So anyway, gerbils could be like that too.
Could be. This one apparently was. Again, I have no proof I was not there.
Yeah.
I have my mom who was like, he jumped out, da da da. I buried him. Don't worry. I buried him.
Uh-huh. Moving I feel like on. That's such like a typical family like mother lie.
Right?
You know?
So a couple months go by. I don't know about when you were growing up, but when I was in the freezer, there's like dough and like weird stuff in the yes. door that you just never look because you're looking for popsicles or like things, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it was like slim pickings, one of those slim pickings days where I was just like, dude, there's fucking nothing to yeah. eat.
It's like they have, no, we have food in the house. We're not going to go yeah, get something. Sure.
And I'm like, and oh, what, I need nothing. To like make a whole, you know, pizza from scratch because yeah. there's stuff to make dough or whatever, and that kind of
peanut
shit.
Butter. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. like rice-a-roni, pickles, and mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Which is a great combo.
Oh, sure. Delicious.
And margarita mix, right? That's all you have in the fridge.
As long as you're drunk, you can get anything done.
Exactly. Too bad it's just the mix. There's no fucking vodka in it. But anyway. So I'm like, all right, fuck. So I take one of the bags thinking that it's just like dough or something different. Boom, garbanzo.
No way.
Garbanzo in the bag.
Wait.
So now this is a little insight Why? Into my family. So my mom.
Do they raise snakes? They have snakes?
No.
Oh.
She is a weird scientist lady. So oh. she's like a doctor. But she's also like a crazy hippie lady that likes to dissect things. And like we have a wall with like, you know, weird squirrel furs yeah. and like things in formaldehyde and what have
okay.
you. I don't think garbanzo should have been part of this death wall.
Your family pet? My probably not.
My first pet ever.
That's gotta be scarring. How old were
yeah.
you?
Yeah. I mean, maybe nine, oh eight or God. Nine.
So you saw it.
I saw it.
Did you like
and I
just scream and
I dropped it and it just like hit like a rock.
Yeah.
Frozen. Solid.
And you just immediately like yelled, there's a hug. Mom!
My mom's like, I was gonna boil it and get the skeleton and put it back together. I'm just like, so if we're talking about us and like getting to know each other,
yeah,
that's just a little insight into
oh
like,
my God. Well, you know what, my aunt and uncle raised snakes. No joke. They had like a little
okay,
snake
house.
Okay,
that's very specific
yeah,
as well.
They had a snake house.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
So when we would always go into their fridge, of course, as like, you know, around the same age as you,
yeah.
I would see all these dead little mice like with, you know, like are all flat and stuck. And I was like, aww. Like,
oh my God.
You know, they're all in the fridge frozen.
Yeah, yeah.
Was, you know, my mom would be like, it's fine. It's just their food.
Yeah.
So, and then he would have
that's
a ton
traumatizing.
Of like rat cages.
Yeah.
And I remember I'd go to, every time I'd go to like pet the rats and like, I felt bad for them. Then he'd
yeah.
bite me. And then I'd be like, oh, good, you are.
Yeah,
you
yeah, exactly.
I hope you do get eaten.
Dangle him in front of the thing. You're like, okay, fine.
Like, oh,
yeah, and you got your taste.
Yeah, rat.
You got your first
that's
taste.
That's going to be weird, though. Especially, like, I can only imagine, like, to me as a kid, I was like, oh, that sucks. Like,
yeah.
I didn't even know the little rat
yeah.
mices.
Yeah.
You knew the gerbil.
Yeah, to see your family member.
Yeah.
Guinea pig, gerbil.
Yeah.
It's like one of those.
One of those.
I clearly loved him so much. I don't even know
yeah,
what he
no,
was.
Yeah, no, it is. It's okay. We had a ton of those when we were younger.
Right?
Too.
They're
like hamsters, guinea pigs,
and
gerbils.
I don't think they even
like,
know.
No, they
at
didn't.
The pet store, they're like, yeah, whatever. It kind of looks
ours
like.
Ours would always get out and then somehow die in the house. My dad did home inspections when we were younger.
Okay.
And I was like a really big tomboy. Like I grew up like really outdoorsy.
Sure.
Thanks to my parents. And like I always would collect snakes like in the backyard, like little gardener snakes. And we would like keep them in, you know, the little like terrarium thing my
yeah,
parents
yeah.
bought me.
Yeah.
And then when my dad would go, he would go like inspect some of these super old houses that had like swimming pools that had literally tadpoles in them.
Yeah.
Every time. So we'd always bring home tadpoles and we'd raise them in the frogs. No joke. And
I love that.
It was cool. Like
I
it
love
was a
that.
Good learning experience.
It's similar to my upbringing that
yeah.
way where it was just like, we're just in nature, weird stuff. You bring them home. We had a squirrel. You know what I mean? It's like, whatever.
Yeah, you've been watching every move and plotting your next move on every girl I'm moving. Yeah, don't you better things to do.